Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has come as you came and knocked us off our horses, off our own beliefs and the deception of the evil one, and brought us into your wonderful kingdom of love. And thank you, Father God, that has been a beautiful path from babe to young man to realizing the great love that is available and being led by the Spirit into the love plan for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this word, Lord. Let it enlighten and encouraging us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8 to 11. Love never stops loving. It extends beyond the gift of prophecy, which eventually fades away. It's more enduring than tongues, which will one day fall silent. Love remains long after words of knowledge are forgotten. Our present knowledge and our prophecies are but partial. But when love's perfection arrives, the partial will fade away. When I was a child, I spoke about childish matters, for I saw things like a child and reasoned like a child. But the day came when I matured and I set aside my childish ways.
Hallelujah. I like that last portion there where it says, you know, we came to perfection. We came to this beautiful love. And this love met us right where we were and then helped us. There were times we were doubtful. And the main big thing is the word says in that there, He's able to save to the uttermost those who come to Him. So we came to Him, He gave us hopes, expectations, and then we found those hopes also recorded in the great and precious promises. So we had something to hold on to. And as we held on to it, we saw God's love come in. He's an author of the love, destiny, purpose, character He's got for your life. And then He brings it to pass. So it's been a journey of going on from glory to glory. And that's what it's all about. So it's so wonderful. Our predestination is relevant to the love the Father has for us, relevant to our character being transformed into His image and likeness. But His image and likeness is already a reality in the Spirit. We've got it. But it's a growing. It's letting it come out in all its various facets. You've got the wonderful fruits of the Spirit. And then it's purpose. So it's a journey. And we need to make it to break this journey, this time here we've got here to fulfill a destiny, be the fragrance of Christ. We've got to break it up into chewable pieces. And that's why we take it day by day. And then that's a beautiful reality. You wake up in the morning, be inspired by His love, embrace it by faith, hold on to it, and then you see that love manifest, spirit, soul, and body. And that's what God is looking for. Children arising and shining in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let Him light your fire.